I was compelled to call because I actually lost my mind in a public setting of all places for the first time in my life a few days ago. First time in my life this has ever happened to me.
What happened?
It was so bad, it scared me.
Really?
Yeah. Let me set the scene for you a little bit. I'm a truck driver, Class A driver, and I pay child support for a son of mine for my first marriage every month.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was I received this letter in the mail about a week ago from the state saying that they had not received my last several payments and that they were in the process of suspending my driver's license.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's how I pay my mortgage. That's how I feed my
family. Livelihood. So do you pay the state directly, then they pay the ex?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And so I call in the phone number that's on this letter that I get, and they say, oh, yeah, several months ago we went to a new system to where you no longer pay the county that you live in. You pay the centralized office in Sacramento. And they said that they sent a letter out to everybody notifying everyone of this. I never received mine. So they're saying that they didn't have any payments from me, and, you know, of course I had been sending them. And so I said, well, what do? I'm scared, you know.
Sure.
And they tell me to go down to this local office, take this letter with you, and go see so-and-so that this is not the first time this has happened, you know, all this stuff. So I go down there, and it's this huge county office. I've never been there in person, and I drive a big rig. I had dropped my trailer, and I go to this office, and they've got this huge parking lot, and I'm driving around trying to find somewhere I can park the tractor, and I go all the way to the very end of this parking lot, and I park where there's no cars. So I go into this county office, and I'm in this line, and now I'm taking time out of my workday for this, mind you.
Sure.
I get in this line, and I'm in this line for like half an hour waiting to get up to this window to actually physically, you know, hand somebody a huge sum of money I've got in my pocket. And I get up to the very front of the line, and literally the person that's in the front of me, the last person at the window before I can go up there, is finishing their transaction. The security lady walks into the building and yells out, is anybody in here driving a big rig truck?
You know? No.
Yeah. So, you know, and I am just getting ready to walk up to this window. I'm taking time off of work to be here. I shouldn't be here right now. And I said, yeah, me, you know, because everything that could be horrible is going through my mind, like, oh, my gosh, somebody, you know, hit my truck, or I forgot to set my parking brake, and it rolled into somebody's car or something crazy, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, I need you to come with me and move your truck right now, sir. And I said to the lady, I've been here for like half an hour. I just need, let me go to the window and finish this real quick. I'll be right with you, you know. And she goes, no, sir, I need you to do this now.
Is she screaming at you, or the whole place can hear this?
Just very stern, right. And so now, you know, she just got real stern and real loud with me, and everybody in line, everybody in within a, you know, 50-foot parameter is looking our direction now. And I don't know, George, I looked at her, and I just said, ma'am, I'll be with you in 1 minute. And I started to walk towards the window to go make my payment. And she proceeded to start briskly walking towards me, saying, sir, you know, and I'm actually walking to the window, and George, for whatever reason, at this particular moment, for about the next 30 seconds, I've heard stories of people talk about, you know, losing it or seeing red or going blank or whatever. George, I just remember this coming out of my mouth, and even as it was coming out of my mouth, I couldn't believe it was happening, but I stopped walking, and I turned in her direction, and I pointed at her, and I said, don't you take one more bleeping step my direction, and God help you if you touch me. I said that to her.
Did she stop dead in her tracks?
She stopped dead in her tracks. She looked at me, and she, you know, to her credit, she stayed real calm, and she got her walkie-talkie she had on her belt, and she took it out, and she started talking on her walkie-talkie, and now I'm looking around, and everybody is...
They're all looking at you. And, of course, everybody who's behind you, they would have preferred you left to go move your tractor-trailer because they wanted to move up a little faster.
Right, George. And what's going through my mind at this point is, oh, my gosh, this is how people end up in jail. This is, you know, this is like an episode of Cops waiting to happen, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's on her walkie-talkie calling a bunch of her, you know, helpers or other, you know, security people to come in. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, you know. And I got scared at this point. And I just said, okay. I said, you know, where do you want it moved to? What do you want me to do? And I started basically walking out of the building. and she started following me out of the building, still on her walkie-talkie.
Now, did you make the transaction?
No, sir, I didn't. I know. I just, at this point, I envisioned four or five other security people, you know, pouring into the building from different places, heading my way. And, George, I don't know. At that particular point in time, I don't know what would have happened.
And I guess they're armed in those facilities, aren't they?
Yeah. At least she had at least like a stick and like a little mace can or something. I don't think she had a gun.
Well, you know, some of them might because they're dealing with cash in that building.
Yeah, you know. Some other ones may have. Yeah, but I go out the front door, and as I'm going out the front door, there's like three other gentlemen coming towards the building from the parking lot, like heading my way. And I said, okay, guys, look, I said, what do you want me to do? I basically became compliant at this point because I can't afford to have it go any
right,
further.
No, I understand.
Basically, I got control of myself again, you know, and I just said, what do you want me to do? And all they ended up having me do was actually go out there and roll my tractor back about 20 feet up alongside of a curb where I wasn't actually taking any parking spaces up with it. You know, I had parked myself in a strategic location so that nobody could box me in when I went to leave.
Right.
But there were no other cars around me. Even at that point, there were no other cars in the parking lot anywhere near me. So I wasn't really, you know, keeping anybody from parking.
And then you had to come back and finish the transaction?
Yeah, but actually, this is the great thing. I walked back in. Yeah, because I didn't have time to come back again, you know.
Yeah.
So I go back in the building, and I get back, and of course, the line is just as long as it was when I left, if not longer. And the lady at the behind the glass window looked at me, and she actually, you know, did her finger like, come on up here, you know, and she went ahead and took me all the way up there. I guess she felt bad for me.
Let's hear it for the teller, huh?
Yes, exactly. And she went
now,
ahead
see,
and
that made your day, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, actually, because, I mean, it was, you know, the lady, the security, she was on a power trip. She didn't have to be like that, you know what I mean?
You know what she could have said? You know, you go in there and ask, okay, I can understand that. And then they see you really close to the front of the line. I would have said, sir, as soon as you're done, we got to move this thing. I mean, my God. So another 10 minutes is not going to kill, especially when your tractor is parked far enough away, you're not bothering anybody.
That's what I was saying. But, George, that had never happened to me ever in my life. And actually, just a few days later, I look back on the situation and I wonder. I mean, that scared me so bad. I didn't know I had that in me. And
we are all capable. We are all capable for a split second of losing it. That's why I wanted to do this tonight.
But I'll tell you what, George, had that security lady, had she been a man, and had that man continued forward in my direction I don't know what would have happened. I don't know.
You'd be calling me from a phone booth in the local county jail right now.